The Holy War. Chapter 2. Diabolus takes possession of the castle. Diabolus, having now obtained entrance in at the gates of the town, marches up to the middle thereof, to make his conquest as sure as he could, and finding by this time the affections of the people warmly inclining to him, he, as thinking it was best striking while the iron is hot, made this further deceivable speech unto them, saying, "Alas, my poor mansoul, I have done thee indeed this service, as to promote thee to honor, and to greaten thy liberty. But alas, alas, poor mansoul, thou wantest now one to defend thee, for assure thyself that when Shaddai shall hear what is done, he will come, for sorry will he be that thou hast broken his bonds, and cast his cords away from thee. What wilt thou do? Wilt thou after enlargement suffer thy privileges to be invaded and taken away? Or what wilt resolve with thyself?" Then they all with one consent said to this bramble, "Do thou reign over us." So he accepted the motion, and became the king of the town of Mansoul. This being done, the next thing was to give him possession of the castle, and so of the whole strength of the town. Wherefore into the castle he goes. It was that which Shaddai built in Mansoul for his own delight and pleasure. This now was become a den, and hold for the giant Diabolus. Now having got possession of this stately palace or castle, what doth he but make it a garrison for himself, and strengthens and fortifies it with all sorts of provision against the king Shaddai, or those that should endeavor the regaining of it to him and his obedience again. This done, but not thinking himself yet secure enough, in the next place, he bethinks himself of new modeling the town. And so he does, setting up one, and putting down another at pleasure. Wherefore my lord mayor, whose name was my lord Understanding, and Mr. Recorder, whose name was Mr. Conscience, those he puts out of place and power. As for my lord mayor, though he was an understanding man, and one too that had complied with the rest of the town of Mansoul in admitting of the giant into the town, yet Diabolus thought not fit to let him abide in his former luster and glory, because he was a seeing man. Wherefore he darkened it not only by taking from him his office and power, but by building of a high and strong tower, just between the sun's reflections, and the windows of my lord's palace, by which means his house and all, and the whole of his habitation, was made as darkness itself. And thus being alienated from the light, he became as one that was born blind. To this his house my lord was confined as to a prison, nor might he be upon his parole though farther than within his own bounds. And now had he had a heart to do for Mansoul, what could he do for it, or wherein could he be profitable to her? So then, so long as Mansoul was under the power and government of Diabolus, and so long it was under him as it was obedient to him, which was even until by a war it was rescued out of his hands, so long my lord mayor was rather an impediment in, than advantage to, the famous town of Mansoul. As for Mr. Recorder, before the town was taken he was a man well read in the laws of his king, and also a man of courage and faithfulness, to speak truth at every occasion, and he had a tongue as bravely hung as he had an head filled with judgment. Now this man, Diabolus, could by no means abide, because, though he gave his consent to his coming into the town, yet he could not, by all wiles, trials, stratagems, and devices that he could use, make him wholly his own. True, he was much degenerated from his former king, and also much pleased with many of the giant's laws and service. But all this would not do, forasmuch as he was not wholly his. He would now and then think upon Shaddai, and have dread of his law upon him, and then he would speak with a voice as great against Diabolus as when a lion roareth, yea, and would also at certain times when his fits were upon him, for you must know that sometimes he had terrible fits, he would make the whole town of Mansoul shake with his voice, and therefore, the now king of Mansoul could not abide him. Diabolus therefore feared the Recorder more than any that was left alive in the town of Mansoul, because, as I said, his words did shake the whole town. They were like the rattling thunder, and also like thunderclaps. Since therefore the giant could not make him wholly his own, what doth he do but studies all that he could to debauch the old gentleman, and by debauchery to stupefy his mind, and more harden his heart in ways of vanity. And as he attempted, so he accomplished his design. He debauched the man, and by little and little so drew him into sin and wickedness, that at last he was not only debauched as at first, and so by consequence defiled, but was almost, at last, I say, past all conscience of sin. And this was the furthest Diabolus could go. Wherefore he bethinks him of another project, and that was to persuade the men of the town that Mr. Recorder was mad, and so not to be regarded, and for this he urged his fits, and said, If he be himself, why doth he not do thus always? But, quoth he, as all mad folks have their fits, and in them their raving language, so hath this old and doting gentleman. Thus, by one means or another, he quickly got Mansoul to slight, neglect, and despise whatever Mr. Recorder could say. For besides what already you have heard, Diabolus had a way to make the old gentleman, when he was merry, unsay and deny what he in his fits had affirmed. And indeed, this was the next way to make himself ridiculous, and to cause that no man should regard him. Also, now he never spake freely for King Shaddai, but always by force and constraint. Besides, he would at one time be hot against that at which at another he would hold his peace, so uneven was he now in his doings. Sometimes he would be as if fast asleep, and again sometimes as dead, even then when the whole town of Mansoul was in her career after vanity, and in her dance after the giant's pipe. Wherefore, sometimes, when Mansoul did use to be frightened with the thundering voice of the recorder that was, and when they did tell Diabolus of it, he would answer that what the old gentleman said was neither of love to him nor pity to them, but of a foolish fondness that he had to be prating, and so would hush, still, and put all to quiet again. And that he might leave no argument unurged that might tend to make them secure, he said, and said it often, O Mansoul. Consider that notwithstanding the old gentleman's rage, and the rattle of his high and thundering words, you hear nothing of Shaddai himself, when, liar and deceiver that he was, every outcry of Mr. Recorder against the sin of Mansoul was the voice of God in him to them. But he goes on and says, You see that he values not the loss, nor rebellion of the town of Mansoul, nor will he trouble himself with calling of his town to a reckoning for their giving of themselves to me. He knows that though you were his, now you are lawfully mine. So, leaving us one to another, he now has shaken his hands of us. Moreover, O Mansoul, quoth he, consider how I have served you, even to the uttermost of my power, and that with the best that I have, could get, or procure for you in all the world. Besides, I dare say, that the laws and customs that you now are under, and by which you do homage to me, do yield you more solace and content than did the paradise that at first you possessed. Your liberty also, as yourselves do very well know, has been greatly widened and enlarged by me, whereas I found you a pent-up people. I have not laid any restraint upon you. You have no law, statute, or judgment of mine to frighten you. I call none of you to account for your doings, except the madman, you know who I mean. I have granted you to live, each man, like a prince, in his own, even with as little control from me as I myself have from you. And thus would Diabolus hush up, and quiet the town of Mansoul, when the recorder, that was, did at times molest them. Yea, and with such curse orations as these would set the whole town in a rage and fury against the old gentleman. Yea, the rascal crew at some times would be for destroying of him. They have often wished, in my hearing, that he had lived 1,000 miles off from them. His company, his words, yea, the sight of him, and especially when they remembered how in old times he did use to threaten and condemn them, for all he was now so debauched did terrify and afflict them sore. But all wishes were vain, for I do not know how, unless by the power of Shaddai, and his wisdom, he was preserved in being amongst them. Besides, his house was as strong as a castle, and stood hard to a stronghold of the town. Moreover, if at any time any of the crew or rabble attempted to make him away, he could pull up the sluices, and let in such floods, as would drown all round about him. But to leave Mr. Recorder, and to come to my Lord Wilbewill, another of the gentry of the famous town of Mansoul. This Wilbewill was as high-born as any man in Mansoul, and was as much, if not more, a freeholder than many of them were. Besides, if I remember my tale aright, he had some privileges peculiar to himself in the famous town of Mansoul. Now, together with these, he was a man of great strength, resolution, and courage, nor in his occasion could any turn him away. But I say, whether he was proud of his estate, privileges, strength, or what but sure it was through pride of something he scorns now to be a slave in Mansoul, and therefore resolves to bear office under Diabolus, that he might, such an one as he was, be a petty ruler and governor in Mansoul. And headstrong man that he was, thus he began betimes. For this man, when Diabolus did make his oration at ear gate, was one of the first that was for consenting to his words, and for accepting of his counsel at wholesome, and that was for the opening of the gate, and for letting him into the town. Wherefore Diabolus had a kindness for him, and therefore he designed for him a place. And perceiving the valor and stoutness of the man, he coveted to have him for one of his great ones, to act and to do in matters of the highest concern. So he sent for him, and talked with him of that secret matter that lay in his breast. But there needed not much persuasion in the case. For as at first he was willing that Diabolus should be let into the town, so now he was as willing to serve him there. When the tyrant therefore perceived the willingness of my lord to serve him, and that his mind stood bending that way, he forthwith made him the captain of the castle, governor of the wall, and keeper of the gates of Mansoul. Yea, there was a clause in his commission that nothing without him should be done in all the town of Mansoul. So that now, next to Diabolus himself, who but my lord will in all the town of Mansoul, nor could anything now be done, but at his will and pleasure, throughout the town of Mansoul. He had also one Mr. Mind for his clerk, a man to speak on, every way like his master, for he and his lord were in principle one, and in practice not far asunder. And now was Mansoul brought under to purpose, and made to fulfill the lust of the will and of the mind. But it will not out of my thoughts, what a desperate one this will was, when power was put into his hand. First, he flatly denied that he owed any suit or service to his former prince and liege lord. This done, in the next place he took an oath, and swore fidelity to his great master Diabolus, and then, being stated and settled in his places, offices, advancements, and preferments, oh, you cannot think, unless you had seen it, the strange work that this workman made in the town of Mansoul. First, he maligned Mr. Recorder to death. He would neither endure to see him, nor to hear the words of his mouth. He would shut his eyes when he saw him, and stop his ears when he heard him speak. Also, he could not endure that so much as a fragment of the law of Shaddai should be anywhere seen in the town. For example, his clerk, Mr. Mind, had some old, rent, and torn parchments of the law of good Shaddai in his house. But when Wilbewill saw them, he cast them behind his back. True, Mr. Recorder had some of the laws in his study, but my lord could by no means come at them. He also thought, and said, that the windows of my old lord mayor's house were always too light for the profit of the town of Mansoul. The light of a candle he could not endure. Now, nothing at all pleased Wilbewill but what pleased Diabolus his lord. There was none like him to trumpet about the streets the brave nature, the wise conduct, and great glory of the king Diabolus. He would range and rove throughout all the streets of Mansoul to cry up his illustrious lord, and would make himself even as an abject, among the base and rascal crew, to cry up his valiant prince. And I say, when and wheresoever he found these vassals, he would even make himself as one of them. In all ill courses he would act without bidding, and do mischief without commandment. The Lord Wilbewill also had a deputy under him, and his name was Mr. Affection, one that was also greatly debauched in his principles, and answerable thereto in his life. He was wholly given to the flesh, and therefore they called him Vile Affection. Now there was he, and one carnal lust, the daughter of Mr. Mind, like to like, quoth the devil to the collier, that fell in love, and made a match, and were married, and, as I take it, they had several children, as impudent, black mouth, and hate reproof, these three were black boys. And besides these they had three daughters, as scorn truth, and slight God, and the name of the youngest was Revenge. These were all married in the town and also begot and yielded many bad brats, too many to be here inserted. But to pass by this, when the giant had thus engarrisoned himself in the town of Mansoul, and had put down and set up whom he thought good, he betakes himself to defacing. Now there was in the marketplace in Mansoul, and also upon the gates of the castle, an image of the blessed King Shaddai. This image was so exactly engraven, and it was engraven in gold, that it did the most resemble Shaddai himself of anything that then was extant in the world. This he basely commanded to be defaced, and it was as basely done by the hand of Mr. No Truth. Now you must know, that as Diabolus had commanded, and that by the hand of Mr. No Truth, the image of Shaddai was defaced. He likewise gave order that the same Mr. No Truth should set up in its stead the horrid and formidable image of Diabolus, to the great contempt of the former king, and debasing of his town of Mansoul. Moreover, Diabolus made havoc of all remains of the laws and statutes of Shaddai that could be found in the town of Mansoul, to wit, such as contained either the doctrines of morals, with all civil and natural documents. also relative severities he sought to extinguish. To be short, there was nothing of the remains of good in Mansoul which he and Wilbewill sought not to destroy, for their design was to turn Mansoul into a brute, and to make it like to the sensual sow, by the hand of Mr. Notruth. When he had destroyed what law and good orders he could, then, further to effect his design, namely, to alienate Mansoul from Shaddai, her king he commands, and they set up his own vain edicts, statutes, and commandments, in all places of resort or concourse in Mansoul, to wit, such as gave liberty to the lusts of the flesh, the lusts of the eyes, and the pride of life, which are not of Shaddai, but of the world. He encouraged, countenanced, and promoted lasciviousness, and all ungodliness there. Yea, much more did Diabolus to encourage wickedness in the town of Mansoul. He promised them peace, content, joy, and bliss in doing his commands, and that they should never be called to an account for their not doing the contrary. And let this serve to give a taste to them that love to hear tell of what is done beyond their knowledge, afar off in other countries. Now Mansoul being wholly at his beck, and brought wholly to his bow, nothing was heard or seen therein but that which tended to set up him. But now, he having disabled the Lord Mayor and Mr. Recorder from bearing of office in Mansoul, and seeing that the town, before he came to it, was the most ancient of corporations in the world, and fearing, if he did not maintain greatness, that they at any time should object that he had done them an injury, therefore, I say, that they might see that he did not intend to lessen their grandeur, or to take from them any of their advantageous things, he did choose for them a Lord Mayor and a Recorder himself, and such as contented them at the heart, and such also as pleased him wondrous well. The name of the Mayor that was of Diabolus' making was the Lord Lustings, a man that had neither eyes nor ears. All that he did, whether as a man or as an officer, he did it naturally, as doth the beast. And that which made him yet the more ignoble, though not to Mansoul, yet to them that beheld and were grieved for its ruins, was, that he never could savor good, but evil. The Recorder was one whose name was Forget Good, and a very sorry fellow he was. He could remember nothing but mischief, and to do it with delight. He was naturally prone to do things that were hurtful, even hurtful to the town of Mansoul, and to all the dwellers there. These two, therefore, by their power and practice, example and smiles upon evil, did much more grammar, and settle the common people in hurtful ways. For who doth not perceive, but when those that sit aloft are vile, and corrupt themselves, they corrupt the whole region and country where they are? Besides these, Diabolus made several burgesses and aldermen in Mansoul, such as out of whom the town, when it needed, might choose them officers, governors, and magistrates. And these are the names of the chief of them, Mr. Incredulity, Mr. Haughty, Mr. Swearing, Mr. Whoring, Mr. Hardheart, Mr. Pitiless, Mr. Fury, Mr. No Truth, Mr. Stand to Lies, Mr. False Peace, Mr. Drunkenness, Mr. Cheating, Mr. Atheism 13 in all. Mr. Incredulity is the eldest, and Mr. Atheism the youngest, of the company. There was also an election of common councilmen, and others, as bailiffs, sergeants, constables, and others, but all of them like to those aforenamed, being either fathers, brothers, cousins, or nephews to them, whose names, for brevity's sake, I omit to mention. When the giant had thus far proceeded in his work, in the next place he betook him to build some strongholds in the town. And he built three that seemed to be impregnable. The first he called the Hold of Defiance, because it was made to command the whole town, and to keep it from the knowledge of its ancient king. The second he called Midnight Hold, because it was built on purpose to keep Mansoul from the true knowledge of itself. The third was called Sweetsin Hold, because by that he fortified Mansoul against all desires of good. The first of these holds stood close by a gate, that as much might be light might be darkened there. The second was built hard by the old castle, to the end that that might be made more blind, if possible. And the third stood in the marketplace. He that Diabolus made governor over the first of these, was one Spike God, a most blasphemous wretch. He came with the whole rabble of them that came against Mansoul at first, and was himself one of themselves. He that was made the governor of Midnight Hold, was one Love No Light. He was also of them that came first against the town. And he that was made the governor of the hold called Sweet Sin Hold, was one whose name was Love Flesh. He was also a very lewd fellow, but not of that country where the other are bound. This fellow could find more sweetness when he stood sucking of a lust, than he did in all the paradise of God. And now Diabolus thought himself safe. He had taken Mansoul, he had engarrisoned himself therein, he had put down the old officers, and had set up new ones, he had defaced the image of Shaddai, and had set up his own, he had spoiled the old lawbooks, and had promoted his own vain lies, he had made him new magistrates, and set up new aldermen, he had built him new holds, and had manned them for himself, and all this he did to make himself secure, in case the good Shaddai, or his son, should come to make an incursion upon him.